Talk Live. We are launching into hour number 3 of the program. You can bring up anything. Toll free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll free line. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
On 800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free. So enjoy them on us. That's freetalklive.com. Still to come, Wayne has some interesting definitions on the part of the federal government in regards to the whole terrorism situation. We hopefully will get to that, but your calls are primary. So we go to the AMP line to talk to Dennis in New Hampshire. Dennis, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind today?
So today was kind of a banner day in the history of the freedom movement, in my opinion.
Really? Why?
Didn't feel like a banner day. Tell me about it.
Well, you weren't there, man. We did something today that we're probably going to do now is with the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance every time that the House of Representatives gets together and votes. The Republicans and the Democrats every week, they kind of compile a party list of how they think that their good party members should vote.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like they have to, but they get a little piece of paper that says, for this bill, you should vote this way because this is the standard party talking point.
Right, so they don't have to think,
Basically?
Okay.
Yeah. So they don't have to read the bills, right?
God knows they wouldn't want to be responsible for their vote or anything.
Well, a lot of times for a lot of the things, it's if they haven't looked at it closely, then they don't know, then, anyways.
Cliff notes.
So I think we've got to be the only legislature in the country that now has a libertarian voting recommendation that goes out to the representatives every time they hit the floor.
Now, you don't use that terminology, libertarian. You use NHLA?
Yeah, we use Liberty Alliance.
Okay.
But it's, if you ask anybody, they'll say, oh, yeah, you guys are the libertarians, right?
So how is this getting distributed to these people? How does that work?
It's very low tech. We make 400 photocopies, and we stand there and hand them out as they walk in.
Okay.
And this was successful in some way?
Yeah, it was. First of all, there was a brilliant, brilliant idea because the Republicans have what they call a pink sheet. The Democrats usually have the blue stuff. So, we labeled it the gold standard.
Gold, yeah. Hoping for that one.
That was so fun. Gold standard, sir? Representative, a gold standard this morning? and it generated a whole lot of discussion. There was a case, we sort of previewed it to the Republican a bunch of Republicans yesterday, the ones that are sort of more libertarian leaning, and they were looking over the list of bills and talking amongst themselves, and they were loving it. Really, they like. I mean, because we produce a scorecard, they want to help their letter grade. Right.
Good.
There was a case of a bill that basically makes it illegal to charge too much interest. It's one of these things against those payday loan places.
Mm-hmm.
And so it would say that usury is officially defined at some percentage and that you can't loan at that amount. And, of course, we're against that bill because it puts the government in between a voluntary exchange of individuals.
Sure.
And there's one lady representative who was looking at that, and she just could not. That's just wrong. We need to stop that. And then we had all the other Republicans there trying to explain to her that the government doesn't belong in this kind of a – it was nice seeing the Republicans try to, push one of the other ones towards – it was pretty fun.
Wow, yeah. Very cool, Dennis. And there's no doubt that there's some interesting developments happening here in New Hampshire as part of because of efforts by great activists like you. And these are things that just aren't happening anywhere else in the country. So I think it's wonderful because you guys at the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance had come out with a rating system where each representative has been great. They get graded every single year based on how they vote, whether or not they're voting in a pro-liberty manner. And now they're going to know in advance, because now I guess they could have made the argument, well, I wasn't sure how to vote on this. Well, now they're going to know in advance that if they vote against the gold standard, against your little info sheet, that that's going to result in them losing points to their year-end grade. And that's a little extra motivation for them.
And this stuff is really only made possible because there are so many new activists coming in. I mean, there are dozens of people who read all the bills and score them so that we know what's going on, and we know it ahead of time, like we know ahead of before they vote. So that's huge. And then on top of that, there are the volunteer that stepped forward and said he's willing to put together the little sheet and to review which things should go on the sheet and make it, nice, attractive to the eye, that you can easily see how you're supposed to vote. It's just amazing getting lots of help from a lot of people and libertarians willing to not just argue amongst themselves.
Brilliant,
really,
Dennis.
Fun.
Anything else in your mind tonight?
That's that.
Thanks for the call, and keep us in the loop on this, all right? It's very interesting.
Outstanding.
Thanks, dude.
I think the NHLA is probably, just as far as effectiveness, doing the most for liberty here in New Hampshire, and they really need the support of Free Staters all over America to begin moving, be early movers, and come here and support this great work.
I'd say they're doing more than the Libertarian Party's doing in this state.
It's pretty... Yes.
At least I don't hear about what the Libertarian Party's doing.
I think they're trying to get the Libertarian Party on the ballot.
1-800-259-9231. So whether you are someone who is interested in political action, like the things that Dennis is talking about, or you're someone that's interested in outside of the system, apolitical action, like civil disobedience and non-cooperation and just talking about liberty with other people, there's all kinds of neat, exciting, original things to get involved with right here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Dennis is an early mover. We're all early movers. Please, if something like this is going on in your state, I'd love to hear about it. I don't believe it is anywhere except here. So freestateproject.org to learn more about that. 800-259-9231. Jim is on the line in Second Life. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, great. What's on your mind?
I wonder, do you guys ever cover the fact that absinthe has just been legalized?
I don't think we ever did cover it.
I heard something about it. Is it true?
Yeah, it is.
So you don't have to import it anymore? You can make and sell absinthe in America now?
No, you can't make it. I guess right now there's only two companies that have the license in order to make it. There's only a certain kind of absinthe, which has the traditional recipe, which has the low amount of wormwood. But anything higher than that could be dangerous.
Hmm.
But I heard about it in early January, and my friends were like freaking out because we've been wanting to try it forever, but none of us just wanted to go down to Mexico and risk, getting caught and all that.
Now, as I understood it, you could just order it from another country through the mail.
Yeah, but the laws are really questionable about it. At the time, it was something like you can have it imported, but you can't drink it, you can't sell it, and it just didn't make a whole lot of sense. And I've heard a lot of people saying that they bought it and it was intercepted. So
wow, okay. So now, is a federal change that happened? So are these companies that can make it, manufacture it, are they federally licensed?
I assume so. I haven't looked into it too much, but I guess the FDA has approved two companies to sell absinthe in America. And we went down and tried some of it, and the whole hallucination thing, we found out it was a myth. We had to find that out firsthand.
Hmm.
But
well, you drink enough alcohol, enough of any type of alcohol, hallucinate something. But it could be dangerous.
What is the effect of the drug on you?
Basically, take all the good things about being drunk and take away all the bad things. The drunken stupor, the stumbling, the hangover.
You're telling me that the alcohol, the absinthe, is different than other alcohol in this?
It's the combination, from what I hear, it's the combination of all the herbs in it, mm-hmm. and then the wormwood, all kind of together gives you this feeling of kind of being, well, it's kind of like being drunk, but you're not really drunk.
I've heard, people have told me that, well, you can't get a hangover from vodka, and they're wrong, okay?
I've been hungover from vodka.
Right, and I'm just wondering, I've got that same feeling now. I've been burned once by folks telling me about alcohol not having bad effects.
Tequila.
Where did you go to get this, Jim?
There was actually a liquor store right in town that's actually down the street. They specialize in having exotic wines and beers and liquors and stuff like that, and they were one of the first people to get it. They're the only ones I know that still has it, but it cost like $72 a bottle.
Whoa! Now, that was made domestically. Was that imported absinthe?
Yeah, it was made in France. I mean,
they're going to enterprise on that as long as they can, that it's brand new and nobody's tried it.
Well, if it's coming from France, it's an import, so that explains the high price.
Yeah, there's lots of imported liquors.
But between three people, we were all feeling pretty good, and we didn't even get a quarter way through the bottle. It's not really the alcohol that's doing it. It has a really high alcohol content, but it wasn't really that was getting that. So.
Very interesting. Jim, thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I remember we had Crackhead Bill on the show years ago, and he was actually on absinthe in our studio. It was kind of fun. More on the way. I didn't try it, but maybe I will. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Imagine for a moment that everyone trusted you. You would sell more, love more, and accomplish more than you ever imagined. Scientists have discovered the human hormone oxytocin increases people's trust in each other. Now with Liquid Trust, you can harness this power. Buy Liquid Trust now at 800-507-3718 or on the web at liquidtrustspray.com. Use code FTL to get free shipping.
Call 800-507-3718 or liquidtrustspray.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle and is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Your show, you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
Ben Wade.
And Mark. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there, we give away, so enjoy those on us. And they include, by the way, the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo, prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about, that shrine. freetalklive.com.
Now you can save time and money on common legal matters created by top attorneys. LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or a living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. It's fast and easy. LegalZoom.com.
Continuing with your phone calls, we go to Sam in Texas on the AMP line. Sam, what's on your mind?
I tried this absence thing. I brought a bottle back from Amsterdam about a year ago, and some friends took it, and it's really, I don't think it's any different than like Everclear would be. The hallucinogen that used to be in it was some kind of contaminant, like copper or mercury. If you look up the wiki page on it, it's got the details in there.
So it wasn't wormwood that was causing the hallucinations?
Right, it's not the wormwood at all. So I've purchased that bottle, and you know, I asked the guy what's the best one, and I supposedly got the highest concentration, and really it was just sort of an awful-tasting liquor.
Does this taste like licorice, kind of anise?
It's, well, what I had was actually purple instead of the green. I thought, wait, I don't know if I caught that mark. What was it?
I asked, does it taste like licorice? And then, you know, comma, anise. Anise is the, I believe, the plant from which licorice is
derived. How do you spell that?
A-N-I-S.
Okay.
Like anisette is made from anise.
Just making sure we weren't pandering.
It tastes like
you were calling Sam names.
It tastes like turpentine. And to show you just what the power of suggestion can do, I saw a video of one of the major universities that they threw this party, and as a prank, they ordered kegs of non-alcoholic beer.
Ah, that's awesome.
And there were people unable to stand up, falling over drunk, and even people that threw up from drinking non-alcoholic beer.
Incredible.
Where was this? YouTube?
Yeah, it was a Dig article a while back, and it was done a few years ago, and they videoed it, and the people were like, oh, I'm so drunk, you know.
That is holy
non-alcoholic beer. Well, they wouldn't get a DUI then.
I guess not.
They get pulled over.
You know, they I think similar things have been done when it comes to coffee, decaf versus caffeinated. Mm-hmm. I know that one of the places Julia used to work at, they regularly never made caffeinated coffee. They just made decaf and served it as though it was regular coffee, and no one ever was the wiser.
Well, I do that pretty much every time I make coffee. I offer people to come to my home coffee. The coffee at my house is decaf because I have, you know, a reaction to caffeine.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody ever says anything. Oh,
well, they're going to be demanding caffeinated coffee now, Mark.
I can't drink caffeine either. And when I go to a restaurant and I order decaf, there's been a few times where they've given me caffeinated by accident or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I could not sleep that night. I would be up until 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, tapping my toes, singing songs, listening to my wife snore.
Did y'all see the video of the guy who hit every Starbucks coffee in New York City? It was like 400 in one day, and he had an espresso or some coffee drink at each one.
That's madness. No,
by the end of
it,
he was just shaking like crazy.
Was he okay?
I can't believe he survived.
Well, caffeine is relatively harmless. They say that it really can't hurt you. It's a drug out there that just doesn't do anything. It can't hurt you.
Anything in excess,
kind of thing.
How do you know that?
Well, this guy made it through.
Yeah, but what if he did that every day? I mean, that wouldn't be good.
Well, can you imagine somebody drinking 400 cups of coffee every day?
The worst part about caffeine is it affects the central nervous system, and some people are affected differently than others.
Mm.
There's also a substance called matine, which is kind of the mirror image of the caffeine molecule. Only it doesn't affect your central nervous system, but it does give you the energy like coffee. And some teas in South America contain matine, which is what I drink in the morning sometimes instead of coffee.
One of the worst things about caffeine is matine have this, where it's the diuretic effect, where you have to pee real bad usually after?
You got it pretty much with a lot of those things, somewhat. But not as badly as coffee, but yeah, it does give you the urge to go to the bathroom.
Well, obviously, Mark, if you drink enough water, you're going to have to go to the bathroom, but caffeine seems to make it happen faster.
It does.
Sam, anything else on your mind?
You really can't talk about anything on Free Talk Live.
You really can. Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. And I want to see that video of the college kids. Someone can find that, post it on the BBS, or email it. I find that hilarious. And I just thinking about it, because I used to know that there was an instance that happened when I was growing up in high school where something similar occurred. One of our friends was trying to be cool or whatever, what people in high school perceive as cool, I guess. And he was trying to, I guess, get drunk. But the fact is he wasn't drinking alcohol. He was drinking, like, you know, O'Doul's. something similar to that.
Mm.
And he was acting as though he were, you know, was drunk, but we all knew he wasn't. So I don't know. I wonder how much of that is the power of suggestion and how much of it is individuals simply wanting to appear as though they are inebriated. How many people were making some level of conscious choice to become an inebriated versus who actually believed they were getting that way? I find that fascinating.
You know, one time I was in an acting class and we were doing this scene where we were smoking a joint,
mm-hmm.
and we had to kind of become high.
Right.
And by the time I got through, I really felt high.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So I think he's right, though. The power of suggestion is very, very, very powerful and something worth looking at.
By the way, it was an air joint. It wasn't even, you know, there was nothing there.
Nothing there.
Yeah.
1-800-259-9231. We were talking off the air, I think, about placebo effect or not. I guess that was on the air. Continuing here with your phone calls, Vince in Indiana, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, John, I just was listening to you here a few minutes ago, but I didn't listen. I was going to ask you about the FISA Act. They were talking about that today and how they could read people's emails. It's one part of the legislation. And then how to track people, they could track them in foreign countries, but they complain once they get in the United States, they're treated like they're United States citizens. And that what they want to do is give the local law enforcement agencies the ability to snoop on people.
But they don't have that already?
Oh, they have that.
Okay.
Well, they're doing it, but
yeah,
they're doing it. They just
the legality is questionable.
Now they don't even have to ask a judge, basically, right?
No.
Or it'll get rubber stamped even easier than it did in the past.
It'd be rubber stamped by a star court or a secret court.
So now, what is this FISA you said?
It's FISA.
FISA. They also
FISA. FISA.
Oh, the FISA courts. Yeah, yeah, I remember that story. So what's new with this? I mean, you're saying that
they're wanting to expand it more to the local levels.
Oh, okay. Okay. So now that the federal government has the power for the rubber stamp court, now it's going to go local is what you're saying.
Yes, and they want to read your emails. And
great.
Read what you're reading.
Read my emails.
Yeah, I mean,
some people have asked me, why don't I encrypt my communications? I don't care. Go ahead, government. Read my emails.
It'll take one person just to read all your emails at full time.
Please, yeah. Maybe they could select the ones that are more interesting for me while they're at it. Vince, thanks for bringing that up tonight. It is something to be concerned about. In fact, we're going to get into it here in a little bit. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. Wayne's got some interesting definitions that have to do with what is terrorism, what is... I don't know what the other words are. I haven't read the story, but Wayne will give it to us here in moments. 800-259-9231. The definitions might be a little more loose than you might have thought. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Now that we are in the midst of the presidential primaries, Republican candidate Ron Paul needs our support more than ever. Ron Paul stands for the issues that need to be addressed and not glossed over and forgotten like the globalist crowd being fielded. Unlike other candidates, Ron Paul takes a stand to follow what our forefathers envisioned America to be through the Constitution. Dr. Paul will restore sound money, eliminate the IRS, prevent the NAU, get us back to our constitutional roots, and guard our nation here at home by bringing home the troops. Show your support for Ron Paul today. Go to ronpaulstickers.com to find the latest Ron Paul promotional media to help promote our last hope for America. Yard signs, bumper stickers, window decals, buttons, car magnets, and much more. Support Ron Paul. Take the stand for the traditional values that America needs. Go to ronpaulstickers.com and help get the word out about Ron Paul. This is our chance, America. Stand up. Now is the time to act.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Ah, the beauty of winter. Freshly fallen snow, horse-drawn sleighs, rosy-cheeked children, carbon monoxide, and winter? Not a pretty picture. But when I come back, I'll tell you all about it. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they'd buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Carbon monoxide can be an unwelcomed and deadly guest on holiday trips. And damaged exhaust systems can route this poison right to your car's passenger cabin. During winter, you're likely to drive with windows rolled up, trapping lethal carbon monoxide fumes inside. Because this gas is colorless and odorless, victims are unaware they're being poisoned until it's too late. So if your exhaust is hissing, take your car in immediately. But make sure carbon monoxide doesn't hitch a holiday ride by having your system checked before there's a problem. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to RoyalPurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring out whatever you want. Toll free. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away. Get signed up for the updates at updates.freetalklive.com. And we will keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. That's updates. freetalklive.com. We'll talk terror in a moment, but first we go to the amp line and talk to Matt in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live, Matt.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
You guys were just talking about absinthe and placebo effects and all kinds of stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's weird. I was talking about absinthe. I've never had it, but I was talking to a bartender about it just last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying that it was, in fact, the wormwood that causes the hallucinogenic effect, and that the stuff made in the United States isn't made the same way. As he said, the only way or the only stuff that's any good is if you go down to Mexico, South America, and get
it. Now, wait a minute. When was this conversation taking place?
Last Friday.
So was he referring to the now legalized absinthe or just...
No, he said it was still illegal, so he was under the impression that you couldn't get it. He had heard me and a buddy talking about the government putting its nose into everything, and he brought up the absinthe controversy.
Hmm.
And so me and a friend were going, well, we should try that because the government doesn't want us to, so we should try it.
Yeah, I remember doing some research into absinthe, and this is all from memory, and we. I just didn't think to pull it up during the break or anything like that. But as I recall, the substance that comes from wormwood is called thujone. And that is supposed to be what causes the hallucinations. So an earlier caller suggested that that wasn't the case at all, that there weren't necessarily hallucinations. But now you're suggesting that the stuff he had to drink wasn't necessarily the real stuff.
Right, but it didn't have the wormwood or the or the chemical in it that causes the hallucination or whatever. At least according to the bartender. Now, I don't know. I've never looked into it. I've never studied. I'm just going by what this bartender was saying. So.
And he sounded very authoritative.
Yes, he sounded authoritative at the time. Sounded like he knew what he was talking about. And it's anise. It's not anise. It's anise. A-N-I-S-E.
Huh.
Anise. So.
All right.
And the other thing is, and this is kind of strange, and I hate to admit it. I hate to even talk about it and bring it up. I know you guys are going to laugh. But one of the drunkest I've ever been is off of non-alcoholic beer.
Really?
And I knew I was drinking non-alcoholic beer.
Were you an alcoholic at one time?
No.
Because one of our former co-hosts used to be an alcoholic, and he's gotten this, his level of sensitivity has increased so much to where if he does even have a little bit of NA beer, it will just set him off and he will be wasted. So I've heard of people experiencing similar things, but you weren't an alcoholic.
Well, that's kind of strange. Back at the time, I was drinking heavily. So I may have been. I don't know. I was really drinking heavily. But it happened at an office party, and I work in the vending industry, and we had a show. So we had all kinds of customers come in after work. And so I limited myself. Now, I did have one drink. I had, like, some kind of rum and coke or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew I was driving home, so I didn't want to get drunk. So I switched right away to drinking Sharps, which is a non-alcoholic beer.
Right.
And I suddenly found myself really drunk.
Wow.
And it was a strange feeling because I knew I was drunk and I knew I shouldn't be drunk.
Isn't there a very, very, very low concentration of alcohol even in non-alcoholic beer?
Yes, yeah, like 0.05%.
It's less. There's less alcohol in non-alcoholic beer than there is in orange juice.
There's alcohol in orange juice just from fermentation?
Yes.
Wow.
There's a small amount of alcohol in orange juice and all kinds of fruit juices.
That's a shocker.
Mm.
So what did you end up doing that night?
Well, I drove home. If I had gotten pulled over, which fortunately at that point in my life, I almost never got pulled over. So, so I'm lucky. I didn't get pulled over or anything else, but I did drive home.
Well, your blood alcohol level probably would have been legal, though, even though you felt drunk.
It could have been, but I was probably dangerous on the road. You know, there was times back then, and yeah, maybe I was an alcoholic if you want to.
begrudgingly admitting his alcoholism.
Because when I was in my late 20s, early 30s, there was times when I'd drive home and the next day I did not remember how I got home. And,
yikes.
You know, that's kind of scary when that starts happening.
Interesting story, sir. Thank you for sharing it with us tonight. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. Not that Wikipedia is the end-all, be-all of information here, but it claims that thujone, which is contained in a number of plants, including wormwood, according to Wikipedia, it is apparently not responsible for absinthe's reported hallucinogenic effects. So there's a little more information.
And Jim from Second Life said that his had wormwood in it anyway. So, I mean,
800-259-9231, though it was vilified, no evidence shows it to be any more dangerous or psychoactive than ordinary alcohol. That's what the entry for absinthe says in Wikipedia, and it does have a citation from a study called Absinthism, a Fictitious 19th Century Syndrome with Present Impact. Well, so it sounds like it's just got some good PR.
Yeah, that's fine, you know.
Sure.
It's as long as it's good for those folks selling absinthe, and some people want to sip absinthe and think that they're, an artist in 1850s France. That's fabulous.
Let's go to the phones. Talk to Dave in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hey, Dave.
Hey, Dave.
How you been?
Great. What's on your mind?
Hey, I think the absinthe that you're talking about back in the 1900s had opium in it back then.
Really?
They threw a lot of opium in everything back then.
That'll do it, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever done any opium?
When I was in China, a little bit.
Well, in South America, they chew on coca leaves, which is what they make cocaine out of, and they serve in restaurants in little bowls.
Yeah, I think if you do it in the natural way, it's all right. Like, you know, you make tea out of the poppy, you could not get addicted off of the opium in it if you just made a tea out of it. When you break it down into the chemical, the element, you know, man adds his little knowledge and takes out the pure chemical and then wants to do the pure chemical and wonder why he dies when he does it.
An interesting observation. I myself have not had the opportunity. Heard it's interesting, though, opium.
Yeah, same with sugarcane. Sugarcane workers chew on sugarcane leaves and never get diabetes or anything, but if you take the sugar and refine it down to the pure sucrose, then it becomes harmful to the body.
Dangerous to you, right? They like take it out of the natural way it was given to us.
Dave, you're the man. Thanks for the call tonight, dude. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. We will talk to Michael in Utah. You're on Free Talk Live, Michael.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, good. Great. What's on your mind?
Good. Hey, I called the other day about the, you guys talked to me about my underwear for probably 45 minutes the other day.
You did?
Thank you. I haven't, my
oh,
magic
right,
Mormon
the magic underwear, the Mormon. Got it.
Thank you. I haven't been so aroused with my underwear and other men for a long time.
Very good.
I actually was calling tonight because I wanted to, I was thinking about the forum that you guys run, the very open, call in and talk about whatever you want to forum.
The show,
and,
yeah,
the show, yeah, the type of show that you guys run. And I think that it's a really good indicator of intelligence, that kind of thing. And I just was curious about your guys' take on that. Obviously, I don't need you to toot your own horn, but it seems to me that libertarians, at least, since I've been associated with any kind of libertarian party or way of thinking, people get together and they discuss things in a very open way, and it's really not... limited by the normal constructs or constraints that average conversation is. Well, and it seems to me to be an indicator of intelligence, and I'm sure that we're not, any more intelligent than different cross-sections.
I'm not sure it's intelligence as much as confidence in what it is that we believe. We really do have a show where, and because you've called, you can call in about anything, and... we'll talk to you. We're not scared like a lot of the talking heads on the radio to talk to somebody about issues, to have to keep people on the air and talk to them about what it is they want to talk about, because libertarianism works. Liberty works.
I want Wayne to address the question as well. Michael, hang on. We're bringing you back for more. 800-259-9231. Gilbert's on the line. Your calls as well. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Did you stuff yourself at Thanksgiving? Plan on stuffing yourself the rest of the holiday season? Do some damage control right now with a rapid weight loss system you can fit in between celebrations. Don't let your weight get completely out of control this holiday season. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look,
and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Abigail's Attic. Tactio is the most exciting advance in media entertainment to come along in 50 years. Imagine not only hearing your favorite music, but also feeling it. Far beyond listening with just your ears, Tactio allows you to actually feel the music you're listening to. Tactio enhances and amplifies all the sensations that we enjoy when we listen to music. Just plug in your media player into Tactio and experience the most unbelievable sensation of energy and vitality while you feel the music rush through your body. You have to feel it to believe it. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit tactio.com. That's TACTIO.com. Keep listening to GCN for information on future Abigail's Attic concerts featuring Tactio and learn how you can save 50% on your Tactio purchase. Tactio is a registered trademark of JW Labs, makers of Rice Instruments since 1987.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Only have a few more moments remaining, but just enough time for your call. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's 1-800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Now, if you enjoy the program, you want to help Free Talk Live out, well, go and shop at our store. Head over to store.freetalklive.com. You can order great Free Talk Live branded merchandise. We've got a variety of Free Talk Live hats. We've got, I don't know what the different styles are, but regular hat. We have one of those in two different colors. We also have the special color block cap, which you are frequently seen sporting around during the summer months, Mark, and it's a nice-looking hat.
Yeah.
Also, for the colder months, we also have a winter cap.
There's a really
beanie.
There's a couple of them, and the one that
That's
I
true.
Saw for the first time had the Free Talk Live written around the
that's
top
a
of it.
That's a nice cap.
It's soft.
Here, I was impressed with that one.
Yeah,
so,
very well made.
Head over all of our products of the highest quality. Head over to store.freetalklive.com and place your order. That's store.freetalklive.com. Oh, and I should add, there's a special offer, which Johnson has yet to send me the details on. He called in last night about it. But apparently the next 10 orders, and I don't know if some have already been placed. I don't follow the orders. But apparently the next few orders that are over $75, Johnson's going to throw in a copy of Barry Cooper's Never Get Busted DVD. So if your order totals over $75, you're going to get a free $20 DVD, which is pretty cool. So thanks to Barry from NeverGetBusted.com for that one. 800-259-9231, we go back to Michael in Utah. Michael, your question was basically, do you think that libertarians are somehow smarter than other people? Is that what you were suggesting?
Well, it's more of just the way that libertarians talk and the openness of conversation, at least in my experience, is that, you know, it's something that you see in more intelligent people. And I don't know if it's necessarily that libertarians in general are more intelligent than other people. I just think that maybe it's something that we reach, and it could be just because I've come to this conclusion as well, but a conclusion that maybe intelligent people reach after a period of time just because that's the correct conclusion almost.
You know, I think libertarians have more courage than the average person. Some people can be very intelligent, but they try to play it safe, and they end up trapping themselves in a little box of thought. And libertarians tend to be critical thinking, and they tend to have more courage, I think, intellectually anyway. And you know, a lot of people, whether they're liberals or so-called conservatives, when they're exposed to these ideas long enough, they do come over because, you know, the logic is undeniable.
I don't think it's an issue of intelligence as much as it is simply information. I think that libertarians have come across some very, very valuable information and ideas they have accepted them. They've analyzed them, as you say, critical thinking. They've analyzed them and accepted them and internalized them. And I think that it's just that they got lucky and they happened to meet the right person or come across the right radio show or whatever their process was. They found that information. They accepted it. I don't think it's necessarily an intelligence factor, though certainly someone with an IQ of 50 may have a little tougher time grasping some of these ideas, but they're not really that complex. Do no harm. I mean, it's not hard to understand that. So I think it's really just a matter of ignorance more so than anything else. And I think there's a big difference between being stupid and being ignorant. Being in the dark and actually being dumb are two completely different worlds. So I think it's really just a matter of lack of information and having it.
Yeah, the word ignorant comes from the word ignore. So people can be very intelligent, but they're ignoring the facts.
Michael, any other thoughts from you?
Yeah, I think you guys are actually right. I hadn't really thought about that, especially the issue of courage hadn't really come across my mind before. But I can see where you're coming from on that, especially in experience in my life. Actually, I have a friend who I've known since high school in debate class, and it was full of intelligent people that were actually a lot of them were very very dumb intelligent people, which exist. I'm sure you guys know that. But
No, I don't know if it's again dumb is suggests that they're stupid or in some way deficient. And I don't think that's the case. I think that they're intelligent, but with the wrong information. They've been indoctrinated with bad ideas. So they're very, very smart, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they're holding on to the right concepts.
And a lot of people are afraid to go against the mainstream.
I wasn't done with my story. That was just a generalization of the people in that class, which specifically there were actually in that class a lot of very dumb, intelligent people, I'll tell you.
Okay.
But the person that I was talking about is a person that was libertarian for a long time, and then we finished high school, and I don't know exactly what happened, but then we started having conversations again, and he has started to say that libertarianism is wrong because of this and this and this, and his whole concept is that libertarianism ultimately leads to chaos and anarchy, which I disagree. I think that of course for the obvious reasons that you can take anything to its extreme and say what its extreme will be, but firstly the likelihood of that extreme ever occurring is not very much, and then secondly you can say what you want it to be, but you never really know until you get there. The issue of courage, I think, is actually probably what that has come to be with him. I think that there's a lot of arguments that we talk, that we get into about libertarianism, where he will kind of follow a line of logic or a line of thought that gets to a place that doesn't really make sense if you look at it in the overall picture, but he'll buy into very small logical concessions so that he can reach this other conclusion. And I've kind of been racking my mind about how can an intelligent person, I know that he knows what he's talking about. I know that he's seen it from my point of view in the past, or at least a similar one. And it's hard for me to kind of figure out how he's come to the conclusions that he has, willfully making these concessions to general logic. But
confirmation bias, perhaps?
And also, the courage issue is definitely one of those things, too. I think that he probably got into a conversation with somebody else that said something that was convincing about, anarchy and destruction and, complete chaos and things like this. And it seems that he just kind of got scared about that almost and was like, well, I'm going to back off a bit. And almost kind of decided that he wasn't going to, what arguments he could put in place for himself to believe that libertarianism was no longer the answer for him.
Interesting. Very good, man, and thank you for the call. Appreciate the discussion tonight. 800-259-9231. I think the courage issue is important. I think that when people are new to liberty, that and they continue to progress and learn more and become further and further outraged about the different things that government is doing, I would describe that as very chaotic. I would describe what we have today as quite chaotic in that we've got a band of men and women calling themselves government going around and forcing their way on others by threatening violence and threatening jail and threatening all sorts of consequences. That's chaos to me, where you've got a band of brigands going around trying to rule your life. That seems chaotic. But I think that people who are in the liberty movement grow in their courage. I think that you plant some seeds early on with the ideas of liberty, and as those continue to sprout and you compare what we could have with the free marketplace and liberty to what we have now with this all ever-increasing tyrannical government, these rules and regulations and just absurdities, I think that people's courage grows over time. I know mine has. I know that I've got a lot more courage today than I did when I first opened Harry Brown's book, Why Government Doesn't Work, you know, almost 10 years ago. I think, Mark, I've seen you grow in your level of courage. You're talking about doing some interesting things with the gun laws here in New Hampshire now that I don't think you would have done 5 or 10 years ago for sure.
Would have bothered, no.
Maybe we can talk more about that on some other day as you get closer with your plans and refine them. But I see it everywhere. Wayne, have you seen that in your life as well?
Yeah, and that's one thing I've noticed about libertarians. When you sit in a room full of libertarians, they dare to go against the mainstream. Just like Ron Paul sometimes is the only no vote on a lot of these laws.
Yeah.
Because he has the courage to stick by his principles, and he doesn't care about being popular. He doesn't care about fitting in with the mainstream.
Right.
He does what he feels is right. And that's what it's all about.
Let's go to the phones. Just enough time for Gilbert in Minnesota. Gilbert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, I just wanted to call in with the last word on absinthe.
All right.
I don't know what other effects it might have, but I do know that absinthe makes the heart grow fonder.
Makes the head grow fonder.
I should have had my rim shot ready for that.
Who would have seen that coming?
Yeah, I didn't see that one coming. Is that all you had, Gilbert?
That's it.
Thanks for the call. Very cute. Wayne, we are almost out of time, but I wanted you to get at least a point out about your story tonight, the definitions in regards to terrorism.
Yeah, there was an article, an essay by Paul Craig Roberts that came out about 10 days ago that was fairly disturbing. It's called Thinking for Yourself is Now a Crime. I would encourage you to Google that. And it's basically about the law they just passed called the Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act of 2007. Otherwise known as H.R. 1955. Now, first, Paul Craig Roberts is no ordinary dissenter. This guy was the Assistant Secretary of the Treasury in the Reagan administration. He was the associate editor of the Wall Street Journal editorial page, contributing editor to the National Review.
Oh, yeah, he's got credibility. We've read his stuff before.
And basically, he's come out really lately. I mean, with all these laws they're passing, if you read his editorials, you will be shocked that someone like this could actually come out against the administration and the establishment. Because he was an establishment guy at one time.
It's getting close to the point where if you speak out, you could be labeled an appeaser of the terrorists.
Basically, yes. And we're talking about ideas being a crime.
Wow. More on the way tomorrow night. Join us then. FreeTalkLive.com. In the meantime, you cannot truly appreciate the beauty of a silver Liberty dollar until you hold one in your hand. The way it catches the light, the heft of an ounce of silver, and the profile of Lady Liberty as she ponders a future bright with hope. That hope starts with the Liberty Dollar. In just a few short years, over 20 million Liberty Dollars are in circulation, with more than 100,000 people using the currency on a daily basis. Go to LibertyDollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR and visit LibertyDollar.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, Dr.